Hey gorgeous souls. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of affirmation for a love life that's truly thriving. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let's get real for a second. Ever feel like you're stuck in an emotional roller coaster when it comes to relationships? Like one minute you're soaring high, the next you're clinging on for dear life. Well, today we're diving deep into something super important. Overcoming attachment issues and building those healthy, rock-solid bonds that we all crave. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, Sienna, attachment issues, that sounds heavy, way too intense for a Monday morning. But trust me, this isn't about diagnosing anyone or getting stuck in a spiral of self-doubt. It's about understanding those pesky patterns that might be holding us back and learning how to cultivate relationships based on love, respect, and genuine connection. So, get cozy, grab your favorite beverage, because we're about to unpack some serious relationship wisdom. Firstly, it's crucial to recognize that attachment issues often stem from past experiences. Think about those early childhood connections. Were they secure? Did you feel safe and loved? Sometimes, unresolved wounds can lead us to seek validation and reassurance in ways that aren't always healthy. You know that feeling when your phone buzzes and you instantly check it, hoping for a message? Or that anxious energy before a date where you overthink every little detail? These could be signs of attachment patterns at play. Secondly, communication is key. Seriously, it's the magic ingredient in any successful relationship. But here's the thing, open, honest communication isn't just about talking, it's about truly listening. When we listen with intention, without judgment, we create a space where our partners feel seen, heard, and understood. This builds trust and intimacy, which are the foundations of a strong connection. Thirdly, remember that healthy relationships involve giving and taking. It's not a competition, it's about finding that beautiful balance where both individuals feel supported, appreciated, and valued. So, don't be afraid to express your needs, but also be receptive to your partner's desires. Remember, compromise is key. Fourthly, let's talk boundaries. Setting healthy boundaries is essential for protecting your emotional well-being. It's about knowing what you need and communicating it clearly to your partner. Boundaries aren't about controlling each other. They're about creating a safe space where both individuals can thrive. Think of them like the fence around a garden. It defines the space, protects what's inside, and allows for healthy growth. Finally, remember that healing takes time. Overcoming attachment issues is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't hesitate to seek support when you need it. Talk to friends, family, or even consider therapy. There's no shame in reaching out for help. Let me share a quick story that might resonate. Imagine this. Sarah has been dating Mark for a few months, and things are going great. They laugh together, they have fun adventures, but Sarah still finds herself constantly checking her phone, waiting for his text. Even though Mark is super attentive and caring in person, those doubts creep in. Is he really into me? What if he loses interest? This cycle keeps repeating, leaving Sarah feeling anxious and insecure. This story highlights how attachment issues can manifest even when things seem good on the surface. Sarah's past experiences might be causing her to overanalyze the situation and create unnecessary stress. So, what's the takeaway here? Be kind to yourself. Acknowledge those patterns, communicate openly with your partner, set healthy boundaries, and remember that building a secure attachment takes time and effort. As we wrap up today's episode, let's recap. Recognizing the roots of attachment issues, practicing open communication, finding balance in giving and taking, setting clear boundaries, and remembering that healing is a journey, not a race. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to building healthy relationships? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're all learning and growing together. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.